Welcome, beautiful people. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Bean Glasses Conversation. I know no episode last week. It was just something else. I don't even know where to start from. Like, I think I was just exhausted with, let's say, after like starting like Lighthouse and kicking everything in and all of that good stuff and trying to get content out, and my first week doing all this, looking at the description books and all this good stuff, I think I was just like done and tired, and I had like a very long work week, so I was just like, you know what? I'm not even in the mental space to like release a podcast. More so, I was so confused on the topic. I was like, what do I want to talk about? What am I going to talk about? What is the, you know, episode going to be about and stuff like that? And so by the time it was Saturday, I was like, oh my goodness, I'm just going to let this go. So, but this week, I'm like, I dare not release an episode. Also, I'm not trying to shade Apple Podcast, but they did me dirty last week, okay? I was like waiting for them to like get the RSS feed and things like that, and it took them like over a week to get it in, and I just didn't want it to be like on Spotify and keep saying, oh, it will be on Apple Podcast soon. However, now it's all in, so every episode is available on Anchor, is available on Spotify, is available on Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts, so I'm excited about that. A big thanks to everyone who listened to the first episode. I really appreciate friends and family that gave feedback and said, hola, you should have done this better, you should have done this differently, you know, maybe if you reduce less about yourself and talk more about what, you know, Pink Glasses Conversation is going to be about. You know, like maybe how I spoke and things like that. I really, really do appreciate. And I just want to say a very big thank you to everyone for the reviews, for feedbacks, for following on social media. I've come again. Link is in the description box. Please follow us on social media. Follow Lighthouse on social media. Let me know what you think about every episode. Let me know how you feel about the episodes. It would be very helpful for me. It will, you know, help me know what to change. I would know what to take and what to sieve out, you know. And it's just good to hear back from people that you trust, people that you love, you know, people that support you and see and hear what they think about what you're doing. Because no one is an island, no man is an island on his own, so that would be very, very, very helpful. Anyways, so to help me with this dilemma of choosing the topic, starting in December, I have plans and thoughts of, you know, maybe giving space for listeners and friends and family to kind of suggest topics or something you want me to talk about. It can be something we have spoken about in the past, and you feel like, I want you to talk about this on your podcast. And I'm like, I got you. So if there's something you want me to talk about, a topic, something we've discussed before, and you want me to kind of bring it to the open, I had this amazing conversation with an old brother, an old friend of mine, a couple of hours ago, and I was like, this is going to my podcast, and I'm going to give you a shout out. So starting December, we're going to be doing that. You know, I'll just give space if you have a topic, if there's something you're just interested in, or an issue that you want me to research on and talk about it, it's fine. I'll do that. And once I do that, I would also give the person a shout out here and just be like, oh, this person suggested the topic and things like that. So Start thinking about what you want me to talk about, because I'm ready. I hope you are. Anyways, enough of announcements and things like that. Let's get into today's topic. Drum rolls. I need to find that drum roll sound because it's amazing. So today's topic, as you might have seen if you read the topic or if you read the topic, we're talking about holiday jolly. I'm even excited just like saying it, you know. I know, before you roll your eyes and tell me that Christmas is 4-5 weeks away, me, I'm already in Christmas, so best of luck, best of grace while you find your Christmas spirit. I mean, I think it's worse, not worse, it's better for me, because so I went to the store today and I was like, I'm ready for Christmas. And I just went to the store and got Christmas decor. Just being in that space, seeing all the decor, like people coming in and out, a lot of people with Christmas stuff and Christmas decor, Christmas lights. I almost wanted to sleep in the store, right? And it's one of my best stores as well. I was just like, oh my gosh, this is so pretty. So I was like, I mean, what better time to talk about the holidays than now, right? And on this side of the world, it's not even just Christmas. Next week is Thanksgiving. Me, I'm ready. Ready for Thanksgiving food, Thanksgiving jolly, all the good stuff. So I'm like, what better time to talk about holidays than now? About, you know, travel plans, tickets, clothes, food, Christmas travels, all the good stuff, you know. So I was just thinking, you know, like for me, I was having a conversation with a friend this week, pink glasses conversation, right? I was having a conversation with a friend, I was chatting with a friend, and we were just talking about like holiday plans, like what are we going to do, where are we gonna travel or not, expenses, like can we go anywhere, can we visit friends in Georgia or not, and things like that. And I was just like, see, I don't have money and I'm just not ready for all that travel, and so I'm not even going to try and do it. But you know, aside from all that travel is family as well. You know, it's, if you're living alone, the reality of like that, being in that space of like not being with friends, not being with families, like the reality starts to kick in. Present. You know, and it's just hard. Like it's hard. You see a couple of friends who are traveling, you hear a couple of people who are traveling, who are visiting other families in other states. You know, you're hearing of people who have vacation plans, holiday plans, and you're just like, you know. But I'm like, we can be happy for people, right? Like, it's a season. Like, if you're like me and you're just in that season where you might not be living alone, you might be living apart with your husband. Yeah, you might be living with your husband, you know, and it's different. It's different from what you're used to. Or you can be like me, you're a single person, you're a single individual. Single is the definition for somebody that is not married. So before you start asking me questions, and I know where all your minds are going to, I'm single because I'm not married, okay? Yeah. If you're single, living alone and things like that, and it's like, oh my goodness, you're going to celebrate the holidays alone. I mean, use the time, use the space. Like I saw like a post from an old mentor and she was like, enjoy the season that you are in. Like, enjoy it. It's hard sometimes when you're seeing what people are leaving on social media or what people are doing or the realities and things like that. And it's like, why is my life like this? Your life is the way it's supposed to be in the now, right? You don't own time. You're not behind. You're not ahead. You're not lagging. You're not forward. You're where you're supposed to be. So it's okay. Like if I'm back home, like if you're far away from friends or, you know, to be very sensitive and things like that, maybe you've lost a family or a friend that you were with the previous holiday. This can be very triggering as well. Or you were in a relationship before and you're no longer in a relationship, or you just know where you used to be last year or last holiday, and so many thoughts and so many feelings are coming up. I mean, I wasn't where I was last year. I mean, last year was bomb. Like, I was eating correct Ghana jollof, Niger jollof food. Come on, like, fab. But this is another season. This is another space. This is another time. And I'm learning to be okay with it. I'm learning to be okay with the season, because the truth is, I don't know what's going to happen next year. I'm probably going to be in the same season or another one. And that will come with its own responsibility, with its own reality. And I'm going to be like, oh my goodness, I wish I enjoyed the last season, right? So just enjoy it. Enjoy where you are. If you are able to be with friends and family, my brother, my sister, pack your bags. Book that ticket, buy that gas, buy that fuel, buy that bus ticket, train ticket, carry yourself there. Not wallow in self-pity, but use what you have, use the resources that you have. That's what I'm trying to say. If you have the means, if you have the time, if you have the space, if you're able to create it, even though you might not really have it, but you're able to create it, go for it. See a friend. One of my friends is owing me a call because she's supposed to come and see me. And she has, anyways, I don't want to call you after my podcast. If you're able, do it. If you're able to be with family, do it. And when you're there, enjoy the time. Next week is Thanksgiving. Enjoy the meal. I know you have 99,900 problems, but the truth is, after Thanksgiving, those problems will be there. If you sit down in your house, eat ice cream, watch Netflix, watch Hulu, watch HBO Max, and don't go anywhere, those problems will still be there. If you go out and eat good food and spend time with friends and family, the problem will still be there. At the end of the day, it's in God's hand, right? You can only do what you can do and leave the rest for what God can do. So if you're able to go, if you're not able to, be creative, find something to do. I'm going to share from personal experience. I went to the store today and I got Christmas decor. At least the little I could get, just to get myself in that Christmas spirit, right? Whatever you need to do, maybe you just newly got married. I'm thinking of one of my friends. I'm just calling all my friends out today. Hey, you people, forgive me. You just got married. Last year, you were not married. This year, you're married. It's a new season. Explore it. You know, do something new. Make a mistake. It's fine. You're human. Get up from it and move. I think this is me just like bringing everyone to the consciousness. If you're in the same season, if you're in a new season, I think generally as a world community, this year is different from last year. Last year, COVID was ravaging. It was terrible. I mean, we're able to celebrate, but it was bad. Compared to this year, I mean, there's still COVID out there, but thanks be to God, it's getting better, right? So just the fact that we have that difference, it's more than enough reason to be thankful. It's more than enough reason to be jolly. It's more than enough reason to celebrate. If you're home alone, do something. Think about something. Think about what you can do. Start adding to your Netflix list. Or start searching for all the sermons that you want to listen to. Or start looking for the K-drama series you want to watch. Me, I already have a list. Just do something. Go out there. Explore. enjoy this holiday jolly. Put yourself in it. Don't let the cares of this world, don't let the burden of this world, don't let it stop you. And I know some people can be saying, preach, sister. I'm not preaching. Don't call me. Let me talk. Leave me. If you don't get it, forget about it. Right? Just enjoy it. Problem will be there. Problem not finished for this world. Problem does. It never ends. Right? So I know I'm saying the same thing like 200,000 times, but I just really, really wanted to hammer it because it was on my mind last week, this week. And I was like, let me talk about it. Let me address it. So I think my take home for today is, you know, listening to this and hearing me talk. Christmas is coming. Thanksgiving is coming. The holidays are coming. New Year's coming. Vacation is coming. Things are different. What can you do? How can you celebrate? It's not about money. It's not about buying and things like that. If it's just spending time with people, how can you enjoy? Like, soak yourself in this season, right? It's an amazing time. It's a wonderful time of the year. It's also a very hard time of the year for a lot of people, right? So validating your pain, acknowledging your pain, acknowledging all the things that you might have gone through on the difference of the year for so many people, I still don't want us to miss out on the goodness of this time, on the goodness of the holiday, on the goodness of relationship. I think this is also a good time to reflect on our relationships, to reflect on our friends. You know, if you've not been checking on your friends, check on your friends this holiday, okay? If you have not called me, call me, right? Do something different, okay? I will still talk about the holiday and I'll still mention this, but I wanted to introduce it. I wanted to start the conversation. I wanted to put it out there. I want to say to this space that enjoy this season. Celebrate this season. Celebrate the holidays. Celebrate the love in your season. Don't let the cares of this world, don't let the troubles that you're going through, don't let the pain that you're going through keep your back to the ground. Don't let it do that to you, right? Right? Show yourself that you can rise up from it, because you can, right? And there's always support, you know. I pray for good friends. I pray for good relationships. You know, I pray that we would all meet amazing support along our journey of life, you know. So that's kind of all I had to say, you know. If there's not much to say, there's no need dragging it. If there's much to say, trust me, I'll say it. Well, you know, like on this post and things like that, let me know what you're thinking. Let me know what you think about the holidays. Let me know your plans. You can add me to it. I'm not complaining. Let me know your plans for the holiday. Let me know what you're thinking, you know. Yeah, so the song for this week... is a personal fave. We've been singing it at my home church here, and every time we start, I feel like all my friends already know that Olalua is going to get the groove on it. The title of the song is All That Thrills My Soul by Sovereign Grace Music. And the quote for this week is encouraging us to represent, right? We all are ambassadors of the identity that we carry. It's not up to us to change what people think about those identities, but it's up to us to represent those identities well. So what identities do you carry? What identities do you hold? Are you a believer? Are you a person of color? You know, what profession do you do? Whatever it is, you are an ambassador of that identity. Are you Nigerian? You are an ambassador of Nigeria wherever you are. Are you a believer? You are an ambassador of Christ at your workplace, with your friends, at the store, at the mall. It might just be a smile. It might just be saying hello. It might just be, oh, let me help you with that. That is you being a good ambassador of all the identities you carry. Okay? Link is in the description box. Follow Lighthouse on social media. let me know what you think. I'm already harassing all of you, so I'll continue to not harass. Oh no. I'm not a violent person. I will continue to plead, solicit for reviews. Let me know what you think. Please share, you know, about the podcast. Please share to friends, share on your contact list, and see you next time when I see you, okay? Bye, everyone. Thank you for listening.